Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
My daughters are in school for the first time ever in Pennsylvania, because when we were in Tennessee, they started kindergarten in Nashville, and they were K through 4 in Nashville, and now they're in 5th grade back here in Pennsylvania in Bluebell. Is it odd that 5th graders don't get homework?
Yes.
When did that become a thing up here? I always recall when I was in school in Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley, homework in 5th grade, 4th grade, 3rd grade. And my girls in Tennessee would have homework. Now, the school up here is certainly better, no doubt about it. Wissahickon School District is better than Davidson County in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not saying that. But they never have homework. Ever.
Dude, I hate homework. No, I do, because I think the philosophy is that they found that because they want kids to be involved in extracurriculars and sports.
So school-life balance?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so to expect a kid to sit for hours after they've been in school all day is absurd. And especially some, you know, look at your girls. They're not involved.
Wait a second.
I know.
Wait a second.
I know.
Especially with the extracurriculars.
Listen something.
Kids are getting home at 6 p.m.
Stop.
Or later. My girls get home at 9, 9:30 some nights.
I don't need homework.
Dawn Stensland, Nick Hale, Greg Stocker. How much homework do we do each night to prepare for 4 or 6 hours of radio?
Well, we're adults.
It's part of our life. Yeah, but it's part of life. It's part of life. People don't just check out at 4:30 and then, you know, back in at 7:30 without thinking or doing anything. Like, everybody's answering emails, doing stuff at home. It's preparing you for real life. Stop with this no homework. Well, we're coddling our P-word kids.
Well, why don't we just put them in the factory then?
Exactly. Coddling our P-word kids.
No, I think that we need to.
It's disgraceful.
Well, I always remind my daughters, I say, your first job is to get good grades in school. You know, your job is not to be a dancer. I reiterate that to them. Although I would say, you know, the kid that gets out of school at 3:15 and doesn't do anything the rest of the day and doesn't do any extracurriculars, they have no excuse not to have their homework done, right?
Mm.
They got 5-6 hours before they go to bed. Now, it's by choice that my daughters dance and my wife picks them up and I take them. But, you know, some nights they get in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and they're gone from 4:15 till 7:30. Other nights, they're gone from 4:15. They don't get home till 9 o'clock. So, I guess in a way I'm glad, because they would be totally wiped out and they wouldn't have time for the homework unless they did it in between their dance sessions. But I just found that very odd.
By the way, Justin Anderson says, I hate the show. Greg Stocker sucks. Thank you, Justin. Go over to find the podcast, subscribe to it, leave us a review, and say that. I'm good with that. By the way, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Phil Omquist. Right now, he put the link there to subscribe. So make sure everybody who's in the chat right now, I don't want to hear any excuses. Go click on that right now. Subscribe to the podcast right now.
So if you don't click that button and you're still in the chat, you're going to get this.
Get off my YouTube. See what I do? I put myself out for the show. No other brand manager does this, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, at Politics and Pints on Tuesday, not only did the audience in the lead up, in the build up of the meet and greet, talk about the love of the drops of Stocker.
Yep.
But the suits are apparently saying the drops out loud now.
I know.
It's kind of been ingrained into their vernacular.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know. It's like
somebody, a woman, and forgive me her name, the name, because I'm doing a million things and I'm walking a million miles an hour. But some woman came up to me at the Great American Pub and said, Greg Stocker, we start at 6 a.m.
That's correct.
Said, we start at 6 a.m.
That's right. We do.
We do. All right. Bernie Sanders. We finally got to it at 9:10 this morning after we've been teasing it since 6:02.
I love this. It's so amazing.
So the report was that Bernie Sanders and AOC during the oligarchy tour spent $221,000 on private jets to fly around the country and talk about climate change and oligarchies and you know, and this. So Brett Baer did his journalistic duty and said to him, what gives, Bern? What gives? Roll it.
You know, Alyssa Slotkin, senator from Michigan, she said you shouldn't be using oligarch. It's over people's head. You've gotten criticized from other people. Free Beacon says Bernie Sanders spent $221,000 on private jets fighting the oligarchy tour paid for by friends of Bernie Sanders. That you've spent millions of dollars in campaign funds on private jet travel over the years. How do you push back on both of those things?
When's the last time you saw Donald Trump during a campaign mode at National Airport?
No. It doesn't. But he's also not fighting the oligarchy.
Pause it real quick. Pause it. Let's point out the big difference here. Number one, Trump owns the plane that he flies on. You're using taxpayer dollars for these flights. You don't own that flight. Trump owns Trump Force One. Bought it with his own money. Okay, continue.
Rewind it just a couple seconds. Since we
run a campaign and you do 3 or 4 or 5 rallies in a week, the only way you can get around to talk to 30,000 people. Think I'm going to be sitting on a waiting line at United, waiting, 30,000 people are waiting. That's the only way you can get around. No apologies for that. That's what campaign travel is about. We've done it in the past. We're going to do it in the future.
And you think that this is hitting a mark? You think it's scratching the itch that voters want to hear from?
I think at a time when the people on top are doing phenomenally well, when seniors, working class people are struggling, people want to hear action to stand up to the people who have the wealth and the power and create an economy that works for all of us, not just the people on top.
Well, Senator Sanders, I appreciate you coming on.
Wow.
So let's think about this. The socialist who constantly goes off against the wealthy, the oligarchs, the 1%, the billionaires, and paying their fair share, flies private and tells you that flying commercial, it's beneath him. Socialism for you, luxury for Bernie Sanders. Think about that. This guy has been running the same grift of a playbook for 40 freaking years. $221,000, 3 homes. How do I get my wealth? I've done well with my books. I've sold a lot of books. $95 for an autographed book. That guy is a fraud. I was actually texting. I sent this clip to my wife's husband, or my wife's husband. Well, that would be me. My wife's other husband. My wife's uncle. I've told you about him. He's part Bernie Sanders. He's part Alex Jones. And we were going back and forth. I triggered him with that clip. And I said this to him last night. I said, I want you to watch this. And I sent him that exact clip. I said that he's not the hero you make him out to be. The oligarchies are just his little niche that he has capitalized on.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
It's his shtick.
Why are you doing this to your family?
Me and my wife's uncle Jim, and I always talk politics.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right wing on some things and super left wing progressive on others, but he is a big Bernie oligarchy type guy as far as that goes. Those are his two little left wing things: the oligarchs and healthcare for all. And then he also thinks Sandy Hook was staged.
Oh boy.
So I'm telling you, he's on both extremes.
That must be a fun.
He's unbelievably fun to talk with. It's great.
Fun Thanksgiving.
You should
your mother-in-law loves that.
Oh,
one.
She hates us both. You should give him. I'm telling you, give my wife's uncle Jim a Sunday afternoon slot for an hour or two.
Yeah,
and he'll bring in everybody.
Well, a lot of the people in the YouTube chat have a very good point, Nick. I know you're moist over Brett Baer. But he didn't push back on that at all. He should have pushed back a little bit. Like, really, dude?
Well, it's also not a debate. It's his one-hour show, right? So everything is tightened up with timing and outs and all of that. He had the receipts to expose him. I mean, but you also got to remember, that's Brett Baer. This is not Hannity. And Brett Baer's style is not to be overly confrontational.
What, am I supposed to wait in line for United with 30,000 other people? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right there, he should have been like, really?
Well, this is probably the same people griping about Brett Baer don't like the fact that he challenges Trump from time to time, so that's fine.
Good point.
Yeah, you can have that. I like Brett Baer. Look, I think Brett Baer does a really solid job. That guy is polished. He's professional.
Yeah.
He's very classy. He's the perfect. Yeah, fair.
He's a fraud like the rest of them.
No, I don't think he's a fraud. No, I disagree, Greg. Dawn, go ahead.
No, I think he works very hard to be fair, and he has that sort of hushed tone to him, so he's not like excitable boy.
I would like to see Democrats challenged more by CNN and Republicans challenged more by Fox News, and I think he does a very good, tight, crisp hour between the fun of the 5 and then the opinion shows that start at 7. I think he's in that 6 o'clock spot. I think he does a bang up job.
Yeah, and remember, he interviewed the vice president. Remember that?
Lost your mind.
No, I just, he's not there to,
he's not a sensationalist.
No, he's not. He gives it to you pretty much as in an era of media,
pretty straight
in prime time, where you don't get it down the middle hardly from anybody. I don't have any complaints. I don't find him entertaining, but then again, I'm not going to him for entertainment.
What is happening in Paris?
I don't know. Are they throwing like soup at paintings or something?
No, these Islamist migrants are rioting in Paris. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No,
this happened, I think, last night. Roll this video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Look at this. Look at this mess.
Beautiful Paris.
Paris, French.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we welcome everybody in, and then look.
Vive la France.
Look at this.
Yeah, I'm going to defend the French here. I would be running away from some of these Islamic protesters that are very dangerous. Especially if it's getting violent like that.
This is Europe now, though. I'm telling you, this is Europe.
Mm-hmm. You've seen this in London. We've seen it in France.
Yeah.
We've seen it in Germany. Now, not as much in Italy.
Yeah, in Italy they've cracked down with the new president.
Yeah.
Good point.
And the people are happy about it.
Yes.
God, I hate the French.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Police and riot
beautiful
gear.
City.
Yep.
Iconic city taken over, and this is because of their policy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. their immigration of letting everybody in.
There's the smoke bombs, just chaos.
Look at this
guy trying to kick one.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you just want to go there for some brie and some wine, and you see this?
Yeah, I've never had interest in going to France for the food anyway, but I'm definitely not going now.
YouTube.
Paris is it used to be, first of all, it used to be, I'm sure it must be a beautiful destination to go there to visit, but I mean, it's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
And
great wine.
Shame.
Great wine, right? I like the wine.
The art, the people, the ambiance. I mean, I don't know that. I would love to know their tourism numbers and how this all impacts them.
That's a good point.
But I feel bad for the people stuck with the policy. I mean, I guess this is, I don't know what to say. It's just around the world, it's just not a good policy.
Nope.
And I imagine that we'll see Europe go through what we've been going through in America, that we say, this is horrible, and we want our country back.
Yeah, we've seen it in a handful of countries, Argentina, El Salvador, these populist candidates. Maybe it felt like, remember, by the way, speaking of populist candidates, boy, there was a stretch, and I know Carney's now, calling the shots in Canada, but remember when Lepolyev, however the hell you say his name.
Lepolyev.
Yeah, when he broke onto the scene, he was at one point the odds-on favorite to be the next prime minister.
Well, Joe Rogan said the other day that they offered for him to come on his show, and he said there's too much controversy surrounding him, so he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't go on Rogan's show?
Pierre Poilievre. They said his people reached out to
I figured
Poilievre's
that'd be right
people,
up his alley.
And Poilievre's people were just like, nope. So I don't know if it was him or it was handlers, but they did not want him to do the Joe Rogan show.
Well, he doesn't have much respect for the mainstream media. We've seen the way he handles those buffoons when he's chewing an apple. I figured Rogan would be the wheelhouse for the conversation he likes to have.
By the way, is it any wonder like what's happening in France? They surrender to anybody who comes in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the French have no spine.
You want to come into our country? No problem. You can take us over. No problem. We're because they're a conquered people, and they will always be a conquered people. They bend over and take it from anybody that shows any force or any power.
They allow themselves to be raw dogged.
Yeah.
Speaking
of that,
apparently Piers Morgan was caught up in the Paris violence after the PSG PSG beat Arsenal.
Uh huh. So this is after a soccer match.
Champion, semifinal.
And he got fopped off.
Soccer. These people with their soccer.
I know. I'm so anti soccer.
Speaking of raw dogging, we played this earlier, but that seemed like 37 hours ago. This the CBS News did this report while they were talking about the still no white smoke, right,
no.
John Stensen?
No white smoke.
No, so black smoke. So we do not have a new pope yet. The Cardinals are all meeting. Yesterday, CBS News was reporting that there's no Instagram, so there's no electronic devices. And what do the kids call it when we don't have electronic devices? We'll let the reporter at CBS tell us.
with this extraordinary number of electors, it'll probably even take a little longer.
So they sit the whole time? They don't stand up and
most of them will tell. No, most of them will tell you that while that's going on, they're sitting reading their breviary. That's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing. The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram, because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, there
are oh, right. Yes. This is the problem. Like, these news, they cannot ad lib. Right. I believe the children call it raw dogging. Yeah. Like, nobody in that control room was like, yeah, that's not what they call it, dude.
Yeah.
And had like a real moment, not just, yes.
I'm going to actually have to ask my daughters today. I'm going to say, and I'm not going to use that word, but I'm going to ask them and say, hey, what do the kids in school say? What is it like, or is there a term or a word that you guys use when mom and dad take away the devices, or you can't get on your apps and your TikToks? And I'm just going to see if they, what verbiage and lingo they throw back at me.
Yep.
I just pray that's not raw dogging.
What's happening with India and Pakistan? Are we on the verge of a
nuclear war?
A nuclear
perhaps
war between those two. Trump was asked about this yesterday. This is 33, Phil.
And by the way, we have to have a conversation about the likelihood of nuclear.
Are you thinking about actions between the war in India and Pakistan? What's your position?
Oh, it's so terrible. My position is I get along with both. I know both very well, and I want to see them work it out. I want to see them stop. And hopefully they can stop now. They've gone tit for tat, so hopefully they can stop now. But I know both. We get along with both the countries very well, good relationships with both, and I want to see it stop. And if I can do anything to help, I will be there. You know, by the way, unrelated, but I guess it's all related when you look at the world nowadays. Rwanda and the Congo, we've made a lot of progress in getting that disaster stopped. We've had a very talented person over there, and we've made a lot of progress with Rwanda and Congo fighting a very violent war, by the way.
Let me ask you this. We hear this. This actually kind of caught me off guard a little bit with these two nations, specifically under the umbrella of nuclear war. We always hear about Iran and how they should not have nuclear capabilities, and then some of the other, you know, axis of evil type countries that are always on our news cycle. Do you feel like the nuclear war conversation and the capabilities of nukes, do you think that's ever going to be a thing that actually transpires in our lifetime? Or is that a both side political fear porn thing that they like to throw out for other agendas to be involved in other nations' businesses?
Well, that's horrifying. I will say right now, I think what Trump is probably what everybody's looking at this morning.
Yeah.
Is that so they've been back and forth, and one said, oh, you had drones, you had a drone attack, we were shooting down your drones, and retaliation back and forth. But this morning, the headline is that Pakistan said that Chinese fighter jets were used by them to respond to the military strikes by India. So now you have China in play, and that's something that nobody wants with this that escalates it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he's, you know, just trying to calm everything down.
By the way, that the Pope that I was thinking of the name when you were going through all the different candidates and the odds, I found him. He's the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. He is Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
Pizzaballa.
Pizzaballa. P-I-Z-Z-A-Balla. B-A-L-L-A.
I'm sure you don't pronounce it Pizzaballa.
Of course not.
Pizzaballa.
But it's spelled pizza.
I like that. I got you.
Kale and Company, as we continue. Stay right there. We're back after this on a Thursday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Road Warrior says,
love the Road Warrior,
in a private message.
I tried to hug him the other day, and he just he wanted no part of it.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm a hugger.
He doesn't look like the hugging type.
Yeah, I'm a hugger.
He's a grizzly old detective.
He really did. He kind of does. He did the fist bump, but he kind of did it to my chest, like, get away.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to tase you, I think.
No, it's fine.
He says, I'll come out and ride with you guys. Now, I'm assuming this might be in one of our warm-up rides,
yes,
or maybe even the actual ride itself. if you can get Stalker, and he's saying to me in a direct message, if you can get Stalker to wear the shop jersey, I guess his place of business, for an entire show. Now, I don't know the rules
What's the shop jersey?
I guess the jersey he wears for the ride that has the place nice. That did the
is that the
maintenance?
One? Is that the one he gave Dawn?
Oh, I don't know.
My green one, which I love and cherish. Well,
let him clarify, and for a donation, not by Road Warrior, because he's donated enough.
Right.
If for a donation, I will 100% ride it or wear it during a show.
Okay.
I just need clarity on which one it is.
Gotcha. All right, you just wanted to pass that along.
Okay.
Yeah. If we need more detail, maybe Road Warrior. Has he ever called in? He's not a caller. He's a tweeter.
Yeah.
He comes in person.
He called in one time to call you out on something. I forget what it was.
I do. You know what? You're right. I do recall that. That was in the early days.
It was.
All right. Now he loves me.
Nah, I wouldn't say loves you.
He does. He tweets me a lot. I think he likes me. He just won't admit it because I'm going to talk about it.
He tolerates you.
Yeah. He tolerates you.
So does my wife. So does my family. All right, let's get down to business. Get caught up in the world of some news and other stories that are out there. 9:35, time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale & Company.
Sponsored by Garden State Earthworks. Tensions rising between India and Pakistan, and Chinese defense stocks surging after Pakistan's apparent use of China-made weapons to down those Indian jets. So this situation this morning is a potential for escalation. Everybody's watching this. So just want to bring that forth as President Donald J. Trump is, 25 minutes or less from his big announcement. He's got a big announcement.
I like it. Not only do we have a transparent, alert president, we have a president that puts out his own teases.
Yeah.
You know, the other president
like
was...
Nick Hale.
Yes, the other president was only awake 6 hours a day. I've got a president that doesn't sleep now.
So the Dow is up 200 points because Trump has... I don't know. It's the best kept secret. It's not even a tease. He says the U.S. and U.K. have reached a trade deal. And so
I'm trying.
It's comprehensive.
Yeah. And I'm glad you're bringing this up. I should have looked this up earlier when you said it the first time. I want to find out what the percentage of tariffs from the UK were on the United States. Because right now we know the big one is the United States and China. US is hitting China at 145%. And Trump says he will not lower it with negotiations ongoing. And China's tariffing us at 125%. So I've got to find what England is. But
I think the bigger strategy for Trump is that, you know, what he's trying to do, once he gets the UK, then he gets the EU, then he gets, so then it's everybody against China, and then they acquiesce.
Okay.
I think that's the game plan.
The tariffs are reciprocal at 10% each, so it's not a huge percentage, so we'll see.
But I don't think for him, for his, like, strategy art of the deal, I think he's just trying to get some of the biggity bigs so he can say, look it, I got this one, I got this one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, India, Pakistan, though, that's a fly in the ointment. You know what I mean? That's a little bit of a problem, I think.
Yes. And I will say one last thing on the tariff front with Trump. If they all work out and everything goes according to the goals and the plans of the Trump administration, this very much could be the dagger to the mainstream media and the Democrats. Because they can't talk about the border. The border has been an A+, right? They've even given up on Kilmar Abrego-Garcia. They've realized we can't even defend him anymore. If he gets it right and we don't end up with hyperinflation and all the doom and gloom, they're done. They're going to have nothing left. Now, they'll pivot to something for sure because that's the game. But it's just going to be, told you so. I you know me, I don't do the fanboy thing. But if it works out, I might go fanboy for just a segment. Just saying.
And remember that Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent is planning to head to Switzerland, the beautiful Alps, to Switzerland to meet with Chinese trade officials. So that's going to happen this weekend. And as well, we're thinking that when they're in Geneva, will they cut a deal with other Asian countries to buy our energy? So drill, baby, drill. This would be a huge deal and offset. So things are moving, and I think that's what we're seeing on Wall Street with the reaction this morning. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Other news of the day as we look at what's going on. Of course, we're watching the smoke. St. Peter's Square filled with thousands of the faithful hoping to witness what would be day two of the smoke signal from the conclave. And this is Rome, obviously. And everybody wonders who will be the next pope.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with I'm going to take the long shot here. I'm going to take my boy Batista Pizza Bala. Whatever his name is. Which, by the way, I don't think he's Italian either.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Although, maybe that won't work. There's a lot of anti-Semitism these days.
Yep, I was going to say
I'm going to go with Dawn's pick. Dawn had the favorite earlier this
Cardinal
morning.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin of Italy.
Him.
Yeah, put me down for $10 on
Pietro.
Him.
Yep. Yeah. So all the poly markets, the Kalshi, they're all prediction markets. I don't know. Here's the thing. They were right about Trump. I think... the whole situation, maybe because they, like Greg said, they don't have leaks. But I think this is tougher to figure out.
That's a great point.
Who will this be?
It's been very tight-lipped. You know, it's amazing. We've got all these little weasels that like to leak out stuff in the White House, in the swamp. And hardly a spoiler alert for the next pope.
Dun, dun, dun. So I think that until we see the white smoke, we won't know. But I'll say it's probably we're looking at noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, our time. That's probably, you know, when we'll see this. I think that as I recall, Francis, it was in the afternoon. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because I remember picking up my boys in the minivan, which I no longer had.
Right.
And, you know, we were all like cheering because we had a new pope. It was kind of cool.
You were cheering?
Oh, Catholic school. I mean, the nuns. It was nice. I have to say.
All right. So have you ever cried over the selection of a pope? I know you've cried over Trump winning an election. Have you cried over the pope?
My Lord.
Did I cry? No. I mean, because... You know, you have this, obviously people have been grieving the loss of the death of Pope Francis, but now you have, it's all a new beginning type thing.
Once we do see the white smoke, will MSNBC classify that as a sign of white supremacy?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we have to break.
And Melania Trump today, so we'll just talk about Melania news today as they're having a meet and greet and a news conference at the White House. Garden State Earthworks.
Hasn't she spent like not even 2 weeks at the White House since the inauguration? Didn't I just see a report on that?
Excuse me, my baby is in New York City.
Yeah.
He's in college.
Well, who was it on this show that said the White House is kind of a dump anyway?
So she has to be in New York because her 18-year-old son is there? Okay.
Yeah. It's pickup day. The kids are getting out of college.
Excuse me, he's my life. I have to make sure.
Baron's freshman year's over.
I have to make sure that these predatory girls.
By the way, the crowd went. Nuts.
Mama says.
Crowd went nuts Tuesday night when Dawn broke out the Melania accent.
Yeah.
All the fat guys in the front row were like, oh.
That's your big three.
Spends a lot of time at the White House, I see.
We got to do more impressions here. Dawn, you got to jump in.
She spends plenty of time. Okay. She doesn't need to be at the White House.
No. Yeah. Do you need to be around your husband all the time?
No. That's
I go years without being around my wife.
How do you think in June 10th we're celebrating 25 years? How do you think we've done that?
25 years, is that right?
25 years this June 10th. You know how we've done that? We both work.
In different cities and different time slots.
Yeah, that's right, baby. That keeps the marriage going.
All right.
Kale and Company back after this, but first a word from our friends at Piazza Honda, where Dawn just got her new HRV. And right now you can lease either the popular 2025 Civic or the HRV. They are both starting at $249 per month. Ah, that's why Dawn got it, right? $249 a month. All right. Let's go. $249 a month in 2025. Let's go. The Civic offers sporty performance, while the all-wheel drive HRV provides the versatility needed for every drive. If you're looking to get out of the minivan like Dawn was, go into the HRV. It's a new 2025 Civic or HRV for only $249 per month for 36 months. This offer will not last long, so visit Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield today. You can shop online at PiazzaHonda.com, and leases have to be with $29.99 down plus tax and tags at 10,000 miles per year for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
jelly donut.
Sir, yes, sir.
How did it get here?
Sir, I took it from the mess hall, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, private pie?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, private pie?
Sir, no, sir.
And why not, private pie?
Sir, because I'm too heavy, sir.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, private pile.
Sir, yes, sir.
Then why did you hide a jelly donut in your footlocker, private pile?
Sir, because I was hungry, sir.
Because you were hungry.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Oh, we need
to call in 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
That's Road Warrior yelling at me for not being in shape for the bike ride. You will not have a jelly donut, fat ass. You're going to get on that bike, and you're going to ride, Kale. All right? 855-839-1210. Caller 12, if you can identify that Maha theme, I think is where Jimmy Kelling was going there, you will get a pair of tickets to see the Reading Phillies against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats a week from tonight, Thursday, May 15th at the ballpark in Reading. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. From the movies to the music, it's time for Phil Omquist and what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, May 8th, we celebrate the birthday of Alex Van Halen, who's 72, Chris Frantz from the Talking Heads, who's 74, and Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire, who's also 74. Heavenly birthday shout-out to blues legend Robert Johnson. Singles include The Wicker Man by Iron Maiden in 2000 and Tattooed Millionaire by Bruce Dickinson in 90. Albums include Let It Be by the Beatles in 70, ABC by the Jackson 5 on the same day, Break the Cycle by Stained in 2001, and The Cure's debut in 79. Also in 96, an L.A. judge ruled against Tommy Lee and wife Pam Anderson in their bid to keep Penthouse magazine from publishing still pics from an X-rated home movie stolen from their home. In 2008, Crosby, Loggins, Kenny's son, wins the first and only season of MTV's Rock the Cradle singing competition featuring celebrity offspring. In 2015, Rush began their R40 tour. In 92, Genesis began their We Can't Dance tour. And today, The Who announced their latest and probably last farewell tour, Roger Daltrey is 81. Oh my They'll God. Be here August 21st.
The wheelchair tour.
Well, you know. Also, yesterday, Brad Arnold, lead singer for Three Doors Down, announced he has stage 4 kidney cancer, and all future shows have been canceled. But lastly, since I happened to see Sarah Weiss yesterday, she gave me champagne to give to all of you, including Donovan Rich, who will never see it because he's never here.
Aw, Sarah.
Or Jimmy Kelly.
So, this is for Nick.
Oh, thank you very much,
but
sir.
I think I'm going to hold on to Dawn's until she promises to bring the wine she promised us from 2024 in Italy.
Oh, wow.
No, we for Kale Company.
New wine.
I mean,
so I'm still on owed more booze. Huh? Beautiful.
Woo-hoo.
Trump Blanc de Blanc. It's a Trump wine, Dawn. We've got Trump wine.
Yes.
Oh.
Champagne. Wine. Rosé.
I'm going to go home and have a little champagne and watch golf today.
Nice.
In my flip-flops.
You can have mine.
There you go. All right, we find out what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yeah, we have a lot going on today. Linda Kearns will join me in the 10 o'clock hour. Senator Dave McCormick joins me in the 11 o'clock hour. We have Trump straight up in 7 minutes. We'll obviously take him live with his biggity big announcement. But First Lady Melania Trump is with Mothers in the Military. So she'll be live. So we have a lot happening today, a lot breaking. We'll talk about, will marijuana recreationally for adults be legalized in Pennsylvania? Another headline that we didn't even get to this morning so much. And then it looks like we'll have an update on our police officer who was shot. Many prayers for him, of course. We've been praying for him, but it looks like he's still in stable condition. Thank God.
Good call on the marijuana as well. Shapiro was tweeting about that last night. He's tweeting all the time. Shapiro, Josh Shapiro tweets more than I do. It's unbelievable. All right, everybody have a great rest. Actually, hold on. I almost forgot. I didn't have to be warned, though, this time. I saw it.
Wow.
Sam is in Doylestown. He's identified the movie. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how we doing?
We're doing good. What did we play for you?
That was Full Metal Jacket.
That is correct. Correct. Congratulations, Sam. You are going from Doylestown to Reading next Thursday for some minor league Phillies baseball.
Great. Love the show every day. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a good trip and enjoy minor league baseball. One of the best family events because it's not going to break your wallet. Family, double A, triple A baseball, total steal for the experience. All right, everybody have a great rest of their Thursday. Dawn is up next, and we will see you tomorrow for a Fairish Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.